Well, coming up on Sunday, February 2nd, the Kansas City Chiefs will be doing something they haven't done in 50 years, playing the Super Bowl. Last time they did that, an Atlantic native and former local athlete was involved in that. Ed Podolak is with us here this morning. Ed, how are you this morning?
Doing great. Headed down to Florida on Monday and getting ready to celebrate a Super Bowl week, and it's only been 50 years. Well, I was only 8 years old when I played in the Super Bowl. So I was a child prodigy. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Keep telling yourself that.
Yeah.
When you have something like this happen now, because you've always stayed well connected with the Chiefs, you've always been a part of the program, even after retiring from football actively, but you've always had a keen interest in what's going on. You've been following this. This is pretty special for the organization.
Well, it's fantastic. Because right after I retired, the Chiefs went through 16 years of non-winning seasons. Unbelievable. It's one of the things that helped me retire because I couldn't handle the losing. And now what they've done to bring this back is amazing. And I was there last Sunday when they won the championship game. The stadium was on fire. It was tremendous to see the franchise back and go to the Super Bowl after 50 years.
Well, there's such a proud history there, not just with the Hunt family, but also the past players. You guys are all close. You keep in touch. Everybody is really proud of that family atmosphere that's built around the Kansas City Chiefs.
Well, for sure. And, you know, Lamar Hunt started the American Football League, the old AFL. And when we won the Super Bowl in 1969, it was the 10th year of the AFL. The next year, the leagues merged. So this is a celebration of what he did in creating a new league that now has 26 teams when there was 16 and 10. Well, they've had some expansion teams, too, since then. But this is the anniversary of the last year of the AFL. So that makes it very special because Lamar Hunt started that league.
Well, when I think back to the fourth Super Bowl, the one that the Chiefs won the last time they were there, you were a part of that. That was your rookie season.
That's right, and I tore a hamstring in practice late in the the first week of the season, so I missed the first nine games. So I ended up just playing special teams in the game. But to be part of it was a very, very special occasion.
Is it amazing to think back on what it was like then and to see what the Super Bowl and all the surrounding things, all the activities around it, where it's grown over these years?
Well, it's really unbelievable. The tickets to our game was $20 a ticket. Now you can't even buy a cigar in Miami for $20. But it was an amazing experience. And you know that Lamar Hunt named the Super Bowl. First 2 years, it was called the World Championship Game. And before the Jets beat Baltimore the year before we played, Lamar Hunt was actually playing with a Super Bowl. With his son, which now owns the team, Clark Hunt, and bouncing around, he said, why don't we call it the Super Bowl? And that's where it all started.
Yeah, a lot of history and connection there. Has it surprised you that it's taken this long for the Chiefs to break through again to get to the Super Bowl? They've been close so many times.
Well, absolutely. But it's not easily done. But, you know, when they hired Andy Reid, that was the big hire. We got close. Carl Peterson, who was the general manager, got us close with Marty Schottenheimer about 20 years ago. But Andy Reid is obviously the difference.
Well, and last year as well, the way the season came to a close in the AFC Championship game, kind of tough. Never even got a chance to have the ball in that overtime frame. But this year, able to overcome all of that, forget about it, have a mission, break through, and get to where they want to be.
Well, and they stopped the greatest runner, Henry, who's the best runner in the NFL now. I was at the stadium, saw it. they got in the backfield, they stopped him. It's going to be a very interesting game because San Francisco only threw 8 passes last week. They're going to have to throw more this week because, this Super Bowl. It's another week away. Now you get 2 weeks. We only have 1 week. But they will be able to stop the run. And so San Francisco will have to count on throwing the ball.
Yeah, kind of looking at breaking down the game a little bit, does that give the Niners a little competitive advantage that the Chiefs, if they look at the last game's film, they're not going to see really much from the passing game. They're going to have to rely on earlier games.
Well, it's going to be a great game with 2 weeks to prepare. Andy Reid, I guess, among the oldest coaches in the league, and the San Francisco team among the youngest coaches and players in the league. I can't wait. And they get this weekend off. They're all healing up. That's very important. You get 2 weeks. And I think it's going to be one of the better Super Bowl games we've seen over the past few years.
Well, certainly two very competitive teams. I believe if I saw that right, you've got pretty much the best offensive team in Kansas City, the best defensive team in San Francisco. Something's got to give.
You've been reading that right. And he's got the oldest coach and the youngest coach in 2 weeks to prepare. So it's going to be fun. It's we're going to Miami. Everything costs a lot in Miami. And so, you know, I've been saving my money to go on down there and have a good time.
Very good. Ed, when you think back to your Super Bowl experience, what's the thing that you value the most from that? Is it the relationships, the game itself, the doors that it opened? Is there something that really stands out for you that really was a best part of the experience?
Well, it's always the teammates. Whether you're in high school, and I've been with you and we celebrated those experiences in Atlantic, at the University of Iowa, my teammates are still great friends. In the NFL, your teammates are the most important thing. You don't care about the media. The fans are good, but it's your teammates. And so that's what everybody has on the line right now. What are you going to remember from it? And I'm just going to say, go Chiefs.
Yeah, I was going to ask you who you saw winning the ball game, but I guess I pretty much have a good idea already.
Well, if you got a question with that, you better have another cup of coffee.
Very good. Ed, what's the toughest part about preparing for a game like this? You mentioned you guys only had a week back then. They have 2 weeks now, and with video and technology the way it is, there's no stone left unturned. There are almost no surprises anymore. What's the toughest part about preparing?
Well, I think going to the Super Bowl, and we were in New Orleans. This is in Miami. Now you've got all your family there, and you've got everybody, the press, all over you, and you just want to go to practice, and you just want to work out, and you want to get your game plan together. It's the outside noise that is the toughest part.
And that's one thing that never changes.
Well, it seems to get bigger and bigger all the time. Everybody's got a little cell phone, and everybody's got something to say, even if they're broadcasting from their mother's basement. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Well, a lot of folks, when they look at the Kansas City Chiefs these days, one of the first things they look at, of course, is Patrick Mahomes, the quarterback who's really played so well since he's gotten his opportunity. What do you see in him that makes him so special?
Well, I would say everything. I've never seen anybody that can throw the ball from any different levels, that can see the field, that can run. And he's only in his third year. He's the best I've ever seen. And when you see him in person, it's even better than seeing him on TV.
Yeah. He's had a great young career so far and a great opportunity coming up here with the Super Bowl game against the San Francisco 49ers. Well, Ed, thank you so much. Hope you enjoy the time spent there in Miami and enjoy that Super Bowl and hopefully enjoy a Chiefs victory coming up here very soon. Take care of yourself.
And go KJAN.